Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible in part by a grant from Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. For information, call 866-837-9027.
And it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 4.86, up a half on the open May, 4.94 and a half, down 1.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4.58 and a half, unchanged on the open May, 4.73 up a half. July, 4.81 and a half, up one. September, 4.86 and a half, down one. December, $5 and a half, unchanged on the open. March corn opened at 4.02, unchanged on the open. May, 4.14 down a half. July, 4.20 down one. September, 4.05 and a half, unchanged. December, 3.94 and a half, down a half. March, 4.01 down a half. May, 4.07 up 1 and a half. July, 4.12 up 3 on the open. March beans open at 7.39, down 1 on the open. May, 7.55, down 1.5. July, 7.68.5, down 1. August, 7.74.5, down 1. November, 7.92, down 1. March 2008, 7.97, down 1.5 on the open. March soybean meal open at 2.11.80, down 60 on the open. May, 2.16.90, up 10. March soybean oil opened at 30.62, unchanged on the open. May, 30.91, down 23. At the Merck, March feeders open at 97, down 20 on the open. April, 99.40, down 2.5. May, 170, down 7.5. August, 102.20, down 10 on the open. February live cattle open at 91.70, up 5 on the open. April, 95.40, up 7.5. June, 91.85, unchanged. August, 89.75, unchanged on the open. February lean hogs open at 64.70, up 2.5 on the open. April, 67.50, down 7.5. May, 75.50, up 2.5. June, 77.22.5, down 20 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 101.20, unchanged on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Last 2 days, we've had contract highs in soybeans. Begs a question, what's the number that the trade is trading? Would you think it's a loss of maybe 8 to 9 million at this point?
Well, I think, you know, we talked a lot about those, the pro farmer putting out their numbers extremely high. We've seen the government budget numbers and like that. I think the trade is probably trading somewhere between the 7 and 8 million increase in corn and, you know, a portion of that coming out of the beans, maybe the four to five million acres of bean decreased. So, you know, that's it there, Dave. I mean, there's a lot of talk about a lot of things going on. A lot of decisions are going to have to be made here in the next 30, 35 days is deciding, you know, what type of insurance these farmers are maybe going to take and, you know, how they're going to use it as far as pricing in and what they want to do. So, you know, we've got a lot of talk of people staying with bean acres, not switching as many over in the Indiana area. You know, 7.93 on November beans here this morning, even with, say, a 30-cent basis, that's 7.60 out of the field for beans.
That makes a certain degree of sense as we move back toward the 2-to-1 ratio. And it begs the question, if $8 beans are on the way, as some people suggest they are, is this a point that we want to get some hedges in place?
Well, you know, there again along the way, if $8 beans plus and like that. I think that if you're going to be raising some beans, $8 plus beans are not a bad place to sell a few. We're gonna tell some of our guys to go ahead and make some cash sales or some hedges, however they want to do. And like I say, on your first percentage, we're not going to be covering them. But we get up anything over 20% sold, well, then we probably ought to look at some calls above things.
Would you recommend some vertical call strategies at this
level?
Yeah,
I think that's how you're going to have to do in a lot of cases, Dave, but just for the simple fact, we've got to take some of the volatility out by selling another higher price call above there at a limit where you think that the top is going to be. I mean, if you're scared that they're going to go to $9 or $10, well, then you go up to the $9.50 call or something and sell one of those. And that's how you've got to try to do this, because there's got to be a certain point where you're willing to say, that's high enough and I'm happy with that price.
So that would be a bought $9 call, or better if you feel it's going to be $8 for the beans. And would you sell a call against that as well?
Oh, I think so. I mean, like I say, I think that haven't looked exactly at which one, but we do like the bull call strategy if we're protecting for price increases.
Let's turn our attention to the corn then, Wayne, where the last 3 weeks has been sideways.
Sideways has been pretty much, hasn't it, Dave? We seem to want to be hanging very, very close to that $4 mark. We just like to... they're wanting to keep that number close to there to continue to buy this acreage and corn that we need for these ethanol expansion and what we're doing as far as the feed going. The cattle on feed numbers and that continuing to stay high. The dairy numbers increasing a little bit here. A lot of feed this cold weather. Definitely they got to eat more just to maintain.
What's the number, Wayne, that you believe it will be difficult for the trade to pull corn acres above?
I think above an 8 million. You mean as far as price, Dave, or as far as acreage added?
Acreage added.
I think actually the 8 million additional acres is probably about where it's going to stop. As long as the beans keep going up here, like I said, you're looking at 792.5 here this morning on November beans as we speak. Getting anything close to $8 beans keeps a lot of people from switching away from their rotations.
So what would that be, about 87 million total?
I think that would be very, very close. So that would be, like I said, I think that that's about what we can do. Might end up being wrong, but that's what our office is trading that number.
So if it turns out that there is more than 87 million, well, then those acres potentially come from land not as well suited for corn?
Well, very true. Very true. There's been a lot of talk of can we maintain at or near trend yields if we do increase a lot because of it's marginal ground that will be coming back in. It'll be second year corn. It will be ground that has not been used for corn because it generally doesn't produce corn as well. So, some of the ground coming in would be in the mid-south. The corn yields down there aren't as good as the Midwest. Also, if we brought some CRP acres that are coming out of the program, they didn't get in CRP because they were great production acres.
Turn your attention to the wheat. What are you seeing there?
Oh, the wheat market, of course, a lot of talk about some of the problems. We are looking at some snow here today to get some snow cover on some of the wheat. I think actually the corn pulling the wheat down just a little bit today, Dave.
Do you think that over the next 30 days, wheat would have a tendency to move higher?
I think it's going to follow the corn market, Dave. And yes, I think depending on the weather and the things like that, we can have a chance. If corn moves on up, the wheat will move on up too.
So you're not in the camp that we might break the 447 to the downside in the wheat market?
Not unless corn breaks.
All right. Turn your attention to the Merck. What's going on at the Merck today?
Well, we've got really some pretty quiet trade. The cattle not doing much. The hogs down a little bit again today. Seems to be quite a spread between the cash and the futures here as far as things go over there. Pretty quiet trade today, and I don't think we're going to see a lot of livestock in this bad weather be moving early in the week.
All right. Final question for the day. We have USDA reports out on Friday. If there is a commodity where you might expect a surprise, what will it be, and will it be bearish or bullish?
I guess I hadn't really I haven't got a good feel towards that. It hasn't been anything that looks to be real surprising or different to me, Dave. So I'm going to say it looks, as we look at it right now, probably pretty much a neutral report.
Thank you very much, Wayne. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Bunge North America in Danville. Bunge recognizes the importance of agricultural production to our society and economy and the role producers and processors play in providing food and feed to the world.
Let's look at the current tick in Kansas City. March wheat, 485 and a quarter unchanged. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, 457 and a half down one. May, 471 and a half down one. March corn, 399 and a half down two and a half. May, 411 and a half, now 411 even, down three and a half. July, 418 down three. September, 404 and a half down one. December, 396 and a quarter, up one and a quarter. March beans, 739 and three quarters down a quarter. May, 755 down one and a half. July, 769 and a quarter down a quarter. November, 793 unchanged. A snow advisory is in effect for much of northern and central Illinois today and for all of central Indiana today and this evening. A heavy snow warning is in effect for southeastern Indiana until tomorrow afternoon, and a wind chill advisory is in effect for much of northern and east central Indiana until 1 o'clock Eastern time today. Today in far northern Indiana, cloudy with scattered snow showers. In southern Illinois, mostly cloudy with a chance for snow, occasionally mixed with freezing rain. Elsewhere, cloudy with steady snow, widespread accumulations of 2 to 4 inches, isolated amounts up to 6 inches, highs from 6 to 40 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. The time now, 10 o'clock Central Time.